Hey, what's up, guys? Brian here with another episode of the Dog Training Secrets podcast. Let's start up the intro music and hop right into it because this episode is going to be a good one.
So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets podcast.
So we're going to go over how to set your pup up to be successful, because ultimately, if we want our dogs to display everyday real world obedience and thrive in everyday life, we want our dogs to be able to win when it comes to life and listening to us around those everyday scenarios, right? Too often many dog owners, what they do is they push their dogs too far too soon before they're ready for a given challenge. So what we're going to go over today is how to ensure that you don't do that. You avoid pushing your dog too soon, and instead you put your dog and yourself in a position to win instead of lose. So first thing we want to understand when it comes to dogs and puppies alike is where they are in the training program, right? Is your dog able to listen to you with distractions? Is your dog able to listen to you without distractions, right? Because if your dog isn't able to listen to you without distractions, let's not put your dog in a position where he's going to fail when you're trying to communicate to him or get him to perform obedience when there are distractions present, right? So for example, if you have a two-year-old dog that listens great inside, and your ultimate goal is to have your two-year-old dog listen to you around crowds and dogs, first thing you have to ask yourself is, how well is your dog's obedience inside without distractions? If your dog's obedience inside without distractions is great, then good, you move on to the next step. The next step would be presenting people inside your home, right? Now that you introduced another stimulus into the equation, such as a person, that increases the difficulty for your dog, right? That's another distraction that your dog may be interested in. So once your dog is able to be comfortable inside with a person there, now the name of the game is increasing the difficulty by increasing the distractions, right? The reason you want to start off inside is because it's a neutral environment, it's an environment that your dog is very accustomed to, right? Whenever you take your dog outside of its home, what tends to happen many times is your dog gets distracted by either people, dogs, squirrels, smells, sights, and sounds. So always remember to gradually ease into those things, right? So if your dog is perfectly fine with people inside the house, listens to you, no issues, then the next step is just to bring your dog outside, right? Instead of bringing your dog outside around crowds, which is your ultimate goal, right? Instead of doing that, what you want to do is just bring your dog outside with no distractions, right? Because before we present your dog with distractions, we want to ensure that your dog is able to listen to you and take your direction outside without distractions. Because ultimately, if we just get your dog and put him in the middle of a crowd and try to get him to listen to us, what we're doing in that point to your dog is putting him in a position to fail. Because that's something that you've never worked on. If you've never taken the step to work on teaching your dog to listen to you with distractions, it's going to be very unrealistic of us to expect our dogs to listen to us when there's a variety of different distractions present. So one of the main things to take, one of the biggest takeaway is to essentially work baby steps towards your ultimate goal. So if your ultimate goal is to have your dog listen to you, regardless of, you know, if there's people, dogs, cars, whatever it is, right? Which is ultimately what we want, is real world obedience so our dogs could thrive in everyday life. So in order to get that to that point, what we want to do is gradually put our dogs in positions where they're able to win, right? So instead of putting your dog in the middle of the crowd, put your dog outside in the front lawn or in the front of your house and work on obedience there with no distractions. Once your dog is rocking it and shining, then you gradually start introducing small levels of distractions, such as another person, maybe two people, maybe introduce another dog into the mix and work on obedience there. Then you gradually start increasing the difficulty by bringing your dog in a variety of different environments, scenarios around more larger crowds and dogs. But the big secret for today, guys, is to not push your dog too far too soon before they're ready for a given challenge. Go at the pace that your dog is at, not at the pace that you envision your dog or you want your dog to be in, right? Because I know that for us as dog owners and trainers, because if you're a dog owner, you're a trainer without realizing it, because we're always training our dogs. So in order for us as dog owners to set our dogs to be successful and thrive in everyday settings, we want to always realize, where's my dog right now in his training process, right? Is he able to listen to me with distractions? Is he able to listen to me without distractions? How does he respond when I introduce another person? And all these little questions are the questions you should be asking yourself in order to determine what is too much for your dog, right? If your dog is able to listen to you with, you know, 3-4 people, then begin increasing the difficulty. But make sure that you just don't go too far too soon.